For decades, social scientists studying bias and prejudice have relied on Project Implicit, a nonprofit research collaborative and website where people can take tests to measure their own unconscious biases. Millions of people have taken tests on the site over the years. The data collected on the site has also led to many research studies. Now, funding for the site is under threat. WHYY's Alan Yu spoke to a local researcher about how this affects his field.
More than a decade ago, psychologist Calvin Lai wanted to study how people can learn to be less prejudiced. He asked other researchers to send in their best ideas, and he tested them with 17,000 people, which is a lot of people for a psychology study. He was able to do this because of how popular the Project Implicit site is, where people not only take the bias test, but can also participate in research.
We can answer bigger questions that you can kind of only answer through scale in a way that you can't really answer anywhere else.
He is now an associate professor of psychology at Rutgers University. The site is funded by universities, companies, government departments that hire the scientists to teach sessions about the science of implicit bias. However, all that changed last year when the federal government and many states banned diversity, equity, and inclusion, calling these programs, quote, radical and wasteful.
We've had cancellations due to concerns about being out of compliance for bringing someone in to educate about diversity, equity, and inclusion.
The funding for the site dried up completely. Now, the site is asking for donations for the first time. They are also considering other options, like seeing if a university wants to host a project. Lai says regardless, it will mean cutting down on the work that scientists can do to study biases and prejudice. Alan Yu, WHYY News.